Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Now we come to the fourth Sunday worship, and we'll be in English.
弟兄姊妹早安。每个月第四个主日，我们用英文的信息。
I'm still very touched by last week's message.
我仍然为上个星期的信息很感动。
Heavenly Father is still calling us.
天父仍然召唤我们。
We need to have a response to Him.
我们需要有所回应。
This is the message delivered by our dear Pastor Peng last week.
上个星期是我们亲爱的彭牧师为我们释放的信息。
So I think this is open to everyone.
我想这个是向每一个人敞开的。
As long as we want to go home.
只要我们愿意回家。
Heavenly Father, He has opened His arms.
天父永远张开双臂。
To welcome you and me.
来欢迎我们回家。
Before we started,
我们开始以前,
I'd still like to let you have about a minute to say hello to your neighbors.
我们用一分钟时间来彼此问安。
Because today we don't have lunch, so probably this is the only chance you can say hello.
因为我们没有午餐，所以我们之后不一定有机会。
Okay, we will do some more after the meeting. Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
thank you we can come before you to worship you.
感谢你我们可以到你面前来敬拜你。
This is because you have chosen us to become your son.
因为你拣选了我们成为你的儿女。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督的血。
We can come boldly before you.
叫我们坦然无惧来到你面前。
Lord, we ask you to open our eyes again.
所以我们求你开我们的眼睛。
So we can see the beauty of the things you have done on the Calvary.
叫我们能够看见你所做成就的美事。
And we can receive you as a Savior.
叫我们能够接受你做我们的救主。
And admit we are merely as sinners.
让我们知道我们只不过是罪人。
And we need your grace and mercy.
我们需要你的恩典和怜悯。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我们的主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
We know we already covered this probably a couple of weeks already.
我们已经有几个星期讲这个信息。
But I feel like this is a very profound passage here.
但是我觉得这是一个非常深的信息。
So I was asked to speak it again.
所以我愿意有更多一点交通。
I remember last time I tried to fellowship cover the first six verses.
上次我交通大概主要在前面六节。
But because of we have, in fact, I would like to say it is the Lord sent our dear brother from Sichuan.
因为神把我们亲爱的弟兄从四川带来。
So I'd like to give him more time to share about the earthquake.
所以我们就有点更多时间给他，让他交通关于四川所发生的事情。
And the second time, Pastor Fong already covered the second half of chapter 7.
第二次冯牧师已经交通了那个第七章第二半。
So today I'd like to cover probably first part of chapter 7.
今天我还是讲第七章的第一部分。
Even though in your handout or your outline, you have an entire chapter 7.
在这个纲要上面你看见整个的第七章。
But I don't have time to cover all.
但是我没有时间全部都讲。
And only thing I want to focus is the newness of the spirit.
我的重点是在心灵的新样。
And because this message probably it's toward more English speaking people. Of course, this is not close to Chinese speaking people. So I use a slide. You will see the background is the Grand Canyon.
你会看见说，因为这个投影，它的背景是用的大峡谷。
And this is not from internet anywhere to download it.
这个不是从英特网下载的。
But this is from their trip about 2-3 weeks ago. They taken place.
这是我们这里的年轻人，他们两三个星期之前去那里所拍的。
We have about 20 some young adults and youth. They went there.
大概有20多个年轻人去那里。
So while you are looking at the Word of God, the background is the trip.
当我们看神的话语的时候，背景那个背景上面是他们的旅程。
Hopefully, we'll keep you awake.
希望这样大家会更专心点看。
Okay, let's start from the key verses. Today, I picked two key verses.
今天我们的经节有两处重要的经节。
You can either look at the slides, or you can go back to your Bible, which is chapter 7, Romans chapter 7, verse 4.
你可以看投影，也可以看你的圣经， 罗马书第七章第四节。
Can we all read together?
让我们一起来读。
All language. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. Another key verse I'd like to point out, which is the last verse of chapter 7.
还有一节我要讲的就是第七章的25节。
Okay, let's all read together.
我们再一起读。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Really, chapter 7 is covered. It's a lot of it's a very important message. And here, probably, I would say McGee has a very good summarized title for us. Brother McGee, or Pastor McGee.
McGee牧师他给我们有个很好的总结.
He is with the Lord right now.
他已经与主同在,
but the book, he said, this is the chapter pretty much is shackle and struggle of the saved soul.
但是在他的书里面,他就是说到这是已经被拯救的,
So probably that's a very good summarize for chapter 7.
也许这个是对第七章一个很好的总结。
And this is written to the men who know the law.
他的对象是已经认识神的人。
Because Paul wrote this to the Jewish and Roman.
因为这个保罗他写这个，他是向着犹太人和罗马人写。At
that time, Roman has a very, very detailed laws already.
在那个时候，罗马已经有一个非常细致的法律。
And I know right now, United States, pretty much the system is inherited from the Roman.
我们知道说，美国它的法律系统，它多很大一部分就是从罗马的法律继承下来的。So,
Apostle Paul, he was trained in the law, and he has written this Roman.
但是保罗他在律法上受过训练。 他写下这本罗马书,
so the thought is very rigid and clear.
他的思路是非常的严格清楚的,
because he was trained to do so.
因为他就是这样受训练的。
So he used a lot of analogy.
他用了很多比喻。
And in chapter 7, he used the married woman as one of the analogy.
在第七章他用了婚姻的比喻。
And the second part, he also talking about the law as the sin's tool.
第二部分说到，他说律法是罪的工具。
And he just used the 10th commandment, the last one is they do not covet, as an example. But all in all, the law is intended to bring life.
但是律法本来是叫人活,
but somehow, in this case, since the law just binds us and end up is to reveal or manifest our sins.
但是后来似乎却成为我们的捆绑,
and the last part, he mentioned about here is a struggle.
这第三部分是说到这里有一个挣扎,
and since that we are bounded by this sin, we cannot be free from it.
我们受罪的捆绑,
and he mentioned about three laws.
那里有提到三个律法,
law of sin, law of death, and law of God.
罪的律, 死的律, 还有神的律,
and last one, he has a very big sign. He said, well, this is the body of death.
最后有一个长长的叹息,
it's a lot to say in chapter 7.
第七章有许多的东西要说,
and let's start from I just want to cover the first part.
我只想交通第一部分,
so today maybe you need to take notes,
对, 今天可能你要做点笔记,
because the outline will be slightly different. I hand the outline to the brother 3 days ago, but last night the Lord wanted me to say, well, you just focus on this part will be enough.
三天前我把纲要, 寄给弟兄让他, 打出来, 但是昨天晚上神对我说话,
I just want to concentrate on these three parts.
我现在只想, 关注在, 有三个部分,
first part I'm going to talk about is the death, death to the law, serving in the spirit.
在第一部分是在律法上,
and the second part I'm going to mention about is the Holy Spirit, not the letter of law. And then the third part I'm going to talk about the serving in the newness of the Spirit. I'm going to use a person, probably you know this person, J.I. Packer, as an example.
我想举一个例子, 就是你们可能知道这个人, 就是J.I. Packer.
Because recently we, I know one of a study group Friday night mentioned, and also using his Kansai Theology book.
我们知道说, 因为我们在星期五查经的时候, 有一个组, 他们是也采用他写的一本书, 叫简明神学。
And he is a very conservative theologian nowadays.
他是一个非常, 正统的,
and he has written lots of books.
他写了许多书,
but I'd like to just share with you about his personal life experience.
但是我想交通一点他的个人的生活,
that's related to Roman chapter 7. And the last, I will give you a three brief applications so you can bring home.
然后我有三个, 简单的应用, 我们可以带着回去。
Okay, let's start from the very first one.
我们先看第一个。
The death, death to the law, serving in the spirit.
在律法上死, 按着心灵, 侍奉主。
Romans chapter 6 mainly deal with the freedom from sin.
罗马书第六章主要是说从罪中得以自由。
But when we get into chapter 7, pretty much he's talking about we are freedom, deal with the freedom from the law.
但是罗马书第七章乃是说从律法中得以自由。
And in different words, free from, we can change that to deliver from.
或者说, 得自由也可以说得释放。
So chapter 7 is going to help us to know how to deliver from the law.
所以第七章也可以说是教我们如何从律法中得以释放。
Many of us probably experienced in our Christian life.
我们当中很多人我们基督徒生活已经过了很久。
Probably you remember when you were baptized.
你可能记得你受洗的时候。
And you were taught, say, well, I have died with Christ.
你可能受到教导，就是说我已经与基督同死。
And I'm raised with him.
与他一同复活。
And I'm given myself over to him forever.
我把自己归给他，永远归给他。
So I must do something for him.
所以我应该为他做点什么。
And because he had done so much for me, I need to do something for him.
因为主已经为我做了那么多，我应该为主做点事情。
I want to please him and do his will.
我应该赞美他，应该来成就他的旨意。
So after this kind of a consecration,
当我们有这样的奉献之后，
we try to seek the God's will.
我们就开始寻找神的旨意。
And we set our mind, we say yes, we want to obey him.
我们定义说我们要顺从。
And then we find out something strangely.
然后我们就发现一些奇怪的事情。
We thought we could do the will of God.
我们觉得我们可以行神的旨意。
And we can love it and doing it.
我们觉得说我们会爱神的旨意，我们会行神的旨意。
But gradually we found we cannot do that all the time.
但是慢慢我们就会发现说我们不总是这样的。
And pretty soon we feel like is not very happy to do that, or in other words, reluctant to do it.
不久我们就发现说，也许做的时候并没有多少快乐，或者说我们就会要做的时候就会犹豫。
And often when we try to do it, and we find out we cannot.
很多时候我们当我们开始做的时候，我们才发现我们不能做。
And then we begin to question our experience.
所以我们就会质疑我们这些经历。
Maybe we'll speak to ourselves, say,
所以我们就会质问
Did I really know?
我真的知道了吗
Yes, do I really reckon?
是我真的认识了吗
Do I really give myself to him?
我真的把自己归给主了吗
Yes, I have taken back my consecration. Have I taken back my consecration?
是不是我把自己的奉献收回来了
No.
没有
But what happened now?
那究竟发生了什么事情
It seemed more This man tried to do the will of God, and more he fails.
这里的症状就是说，一个人他越要去行神的旨意，他越发现他的失败。
And maybe he will say to himself, perhaps my last decision was not definite enough.
你就会说，也许我那个决定还不够。
So this time I will do it more absolutely definite.
所以我要更加的坚定我的心意。
So we bring more willpower into it.
所以我们要把我们的意志力更多的加进去
，so that probably we can do something for the Lord.
好叫我们能够为神做点事。
But many times, just like in Romans 7, 18 and 19 described.
但是很多时候，就像这里七章十八十九节所说的。
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there will no good thing. For to will is present with me, but to do that which is good is not.
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善因为立志为善由得我只是行出来由不得我
For the good which I would I do not but the evil which I would not that I practice
故此我所愿意的善我反不做我所不愿意的恶我倒去做
So Romans chapter 7 has given us an explanation or kind of a extension statement from Romans chapter 6 verse 14.
所以罗马书第七章好像就是要帮助我们更多的明白第六章
If you would, you can turn to Romans 6:14.
我们看第六章十四节。
It says, "Sin shall not have dominion over me, for thee art not under law, but under grace."
六章十四节，罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
So we are not under the law, but under the grace.
所以我们不在律法之下呢，在恩典之下。
Grace means that God does something for us.
恩典就是说神为我们做了。
But law means that we do something for God.
但是律法是说我们要为神做。
God has certainly holy and the righteous demand.Which he places upon me.
神的圣洁公义对于我们是有所要求的。
I didn't say Mosaic law is not necessary.
我并不是说那个摩西的律法是不必要的。
Is the law, in fact, he said, is good, is righteous, and holy.
律法是善的, 是属灵的, 是圣洁的。
And the law implies that God required me to do something for him.
但是律法实在是说出神要求我们为他做。
But deliverance from law implies that he doesn't want us to do that for ourselves, but in grace, he does it himself.
但是实在这个恩典乃是说出这个要求神, 不是我们自己能够做到的要求, 但是神他为我们成就。
So Paul, he had reached that point about it seems the law is not given us to follow, but the law is given us to break.
在保罗的心意里面, 他认识到这个律法给我们, 不是好像是来守的, 而是来被我们犯的。
Many times we feel like we try to do as a good man or as a regenerated Christian, and we should be better than others.
很多时候我们觉得说我们是当我们心意当中是要来做一个好人，是做一个重生的人，我们一定比其他人更好。
Many times we feel like we are about so-so to those unbelievers.
但是最后我们实在很多人会发现我们与他们实在是一样的。
Law simply just like our schoolmaster.
律法好像就是我们蒙训的师傅。
He tried to bring us to the Christ.
把我们引到基督面前。
That he himself may fulfill it in us.
所以他叫他能够自己成就在我们的里面。
Just like Galatians 3:24.
就像加拉太书3:24节。
And Paul used married women as an analogy.
在罗马书保罗用这个婚姻来做一个比喻。
There are two husbands.
有两个丈夫。
Seems the first husband is the law.
第一个丈夫是律法。
And second husband is Christ.
第二个丈夫乃是基督。
And this woman is you and me.
我们这个女人就是你我。
So the Lord Jesus required as much. Probably you remember what he mentioned in the Matthew chapter 5.
也许我们记得说主耶稣所要求的在马太福音第七章, 第五章。
Verse 21 through 48, you can see a lot of things that's above our head.
在那里, 你可以看见有许多的要求。
He talked about murder.
那里说到, 谋杀。
He talked about adultery.
说到奸淫。
He talked about a divorce.
说到离婚。
He talked about an oath.
说到启示。
A lot of things he is talking about in our heart. Not actually we have done. Before we start forming our thought.
甚至当我们那个思想还没有成型,
and we already break the law.
我们已经犯了律法。
So, who can follow this kind of law?
但所以这样的律法谁能够守全呢?
Nobody.
没有人能够。
It's too high.
实在是太高了。
But here's intent is he is going to do it for us.
但是我们所听见的是神要为我们来成就。
Not we can do all this.
不是我们能做。
But in him we can do it.
但是在他里面叫我们能。
Just like in the First Corinthians chapter 1:30.
就像在哥林多前书第一章30节。
It mentioned about when Christ died, his body was broken.
当耶稣受死的时候，他的身体裂开。
And since God placed me in him,
神把我们放在里面。
And we have been broken too.
我们也是被破碎。
And when he was crucified,
当他被钉的时候,
I was crucified with him too.
我们与他一同钉在那里。
So we know today when he resurrected, we are resurrected with him.
所以我们也知道说今天当他复活的时候我们也与他一同复活。
So that's why in the verse 4 of Romans 7 say these shall be joined to another.
所以在这里罗马书第四节可以说叫他归给别人。
And this another person which is the Christ himself. So all in all, we see the law of God is not to be nullified.
所以我们看见说神的律法不可以废去。
It is perfect fulfilled.
它是完全的被成就。
And through this risen Lord, yes, He can do it in us.
但是是借着这位复活的主。
So His life is always well pleasing to the Heavenly Father.
他的生活是完全的叫父神喜悦。
So from inside out, we can see by spirit, not by the outside in, by the law.
是从里到外，是按着心灵，不是按着律法。
It took me a while to understand this.
那个叫我们来明白这件事情。
Through the book written by Watchman Nee, The Normal Christian Life.
那我是借着读尼托生的《正常基督徒生活》这本书，
He used a very plain word to describe it.
他用很平实的话来描述。
So, in this section, I would say, because the law is not given us to follow.
在这里我可以说，这律法给我们不是叫我们守。
But the law is not going to set aside.
也不是把我们撇在一边。
But the Lord Jesus Christ in us is going to help us to fulfill it.
但是在我们里面的主要为我们来成就这个律法。
I remember when I was in school, there was one couple from China.
我记得在学校里的时候有一对中国来的夫妇。
And he liked to come to Friday night Bible study.
他们喜欢来星期五的查经。
I think they've been a Christian a while.
我印象当中他们已经是基督徒有一阵了。
I remember when they are finishing school, they are going back to China.
我记得他们读完书以后回去中国。
He's a petroleum engineer. Petroleum engineer training.
Petroleum. 他是一个石油工程师。
So he has a very rigid training in all the engineering courses.
所以他在工程的各项上面都有严格的训练。
Before he took off, the last, I think probably the last couple of weeks, in the Bible study group. And he's serious, asked all of us in the group, say, I'm going home. And I've been here for 2 or 3 years in a Bible study. Could anyone summarize something for me?
他就很严肃地说他在这里查经已经两三年了，他现在要回家了。有没有人可以帮助他总结一下所学的？
I learned so much about the Bible, the Word of God.
我对圣经神的话已经学了这么多。
Please tell me what I should do, what I should not do, so when I go back to China, I have something to follow.
请告诉我该做什么，不该做什么，那我回国的时候，那我就知道说怎么样来遵行。
And I think all group, we make a circle, and everybody kind of silent.
我记得那时候我们查经大家围成一圈，那个时候好像就没有人说话了。Because
too much to summarize what you need to do, what you do not do.
因为要总结的话实在太多了，要做什么不做什么。There
is a secret.
那有一个奥秘。Through
us, yes, we can list all the do and the don't.
也许我们可以凭着我们自己，我们可以写一个长长的单子，什么要做，什么不要做。
But can you follow?
但是我们真的能够遵行吗?
Pretty much, including me, I cannot follow.
就像我自己也是一样，我们是没有办法遵行。But
in Christ, yes, all this can be fulfilled.
但是在基督里是的，我们能够去行神的旨意。The
second point let's get into is the Holy Spirit, not the letter of the law.
第二点就是说到是按着圣灵，不是按着遗文。
If you carefully read verse 6, again, toward the end he will say, here is, we serve in the new way of the Spirit.
如果你仔细再来读第六节，这里说服事要按着心灵的心样。
And not the old way of the written code.
不按着遗文的旧样。
In the other version, here talking about the Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
但是也有的版本说到这里，心灵乃是说圣灵。
Romans 6:15 mentioned about the reason that being under grace and not under law produces love and not lawlessness is that God poured out His Spirit into the hearts of justified people, and what the Spirit does is work a newness for inside out.
在罗马书第六章十五节，这里说到我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下就可以犯罪吗？ 岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？
So here talking about there's the newness inside of us.
这里说到在我们里面有一个圣灵的新样。
Once we receive Him,
当我们接受主的时候,
and inside has been changed.
我们里面被改变。
He has given us the new spirit inside of us.
他给我们里面有一个新的灵。
And He gives us the Spirit that can understand the Word of God. And we need to use this kind of new Spirit to understand and to follow and to serve Him. And we need to understand this, the newness of Spirit is in our mind. And under the grace, we can serve Him and understand Him.
靠着恩典，我们能够侍奉他，能够认识他。
We know chapter 7 in this part is talking about sanctification.
我们知道第七章还是在说成圣。
But without this Holy Spirit, it's pretty hard we can do it by ourselves.
没有圣灵，我们是不能自己来做的。
We feel like something we shouldn't do, but we do it.
很多时候我们知道说不该做，但是我们做了。
It's something we should do it, but we don't have the strength to do it. A lot of time, Paul say he's struggling. I think all the Christians, we are struggling too. But through the Holy Spirit, yes, we can do it. Not the letter of the law. But through the Holy Spirit, yes, we can do it. The third one I want to mention is serving in the newness of the Spirit. Here is very interesting where he used the newness. And this, if you go trace back to the original word, it's very fresh.
如果你去看原文的话，这个字的意思就是非常新鲜的。
We want to eat fresh. We would like to eat fresh fruit, fresh fish.
当我们说到吃的时候，我们想吃新鲜的水果，想吃新鲜的水产。
Because it tastes different.
因为那个味道就不一样。
We know our dear brother and sister in their home probably they all have gardens. And sometimes I can share some of their produce. It's surely different from a grocery store. It just tastes so good and juicy. In grocery store, yes, they've been processed and they've been frozen, everything doing according to USDA, but just tastes not that good.
也许在店里的一切都是按照规矩的，都被处理过、被冷冻过，也按照农业部的要求做过。但是当你去尝的时候，味道就是不一样。
Same thing, when we serve the Lord, yes, we need to have this kind of freshness.
所以当我们侍奉主的时候，我们里面要有这样新鲜的感觉。
Not only new,
并不光是新,
also freshness.
是一种新鲜。
Otherwise, the people will taste it.
不然别人就可以尝出这个味道。
If the message is not directly from the Lord, the people can taste it.
如果这个信息是不是从主那里直接来的, 听的人能够尝得到。
A lot of times, I heard people say there's one message and then he go to several places to deliver.
有的时候我们有一个信息, 但是我们会去几个不同的地方来释放这个信息。
One time, heard one message from delivered by one professor.
And
next weekend, I travel to a different town to visit my relatives.
下个星期我到另外一个镇上去拜访我的亲戚。
And my relative brought me to her church.
所以我的亲戚就带我到他的教会里去。
And I look at the program and said, today I have a special speaker.
然后呢，那里就是我们今天有个特别的讲员。
Oh, that's the same professor I heard last week.
所以我一看就是我上个星期听过的那个教授。
But that's okay. And I look at the title. Oh, title's the same.
然后我再看他所讲的题目，哦，跟我听的就是那个题目。
I said, well, maybe he will have different experience or something. But actually, he has the same notes.
然后那种说，也许他讲的内容会有点不一样，但我一看大纲也是一样的。
And he just followed his notes all the way through.
他就是从按照这个同样的大纲从头讲到尾。
So I almost know what he's going to do next paragraph.
所以我就是我能够预测他下一章是讲什么。
I'm not teasing him, probably he's so busy.
我不是开玩笑，他也许他真的很忙。
But only thing I want to express is the freshness from the Lord.
但是我在这里所要强调的就是那个新鲜的感觉。
Only from the Spirit can give us the freshness.
只有圣灵能够给我们那个感觉。
Otherwise, if you serve in the VBS for second year, you're tired.
不然你就是如果你在 VBS 侍奉，如果第二年可能你已经累了。
Third year, you ask to serve, you say, please ask somebody to serve.
第三年可能就是说另请高明吧。This
we're all the same.
我们都一样的。If
we are not receive the freshness from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit, we're all the same.
如果我们不从圣灵得到这个信仰，我们都是一样的。The
third one is serving in the newness of the Spirit, and so I want to say thank you so much for the choir.
说到这个按照圣灵的信仰，我今天要特别的感谢我们的诗班。Because
that's related.
因为那个有关系。Why? 为什么?
Let's go back to Ezekiel.
我们回到 以西结书。
Chapter 11, verse 19 through 20.
11章.
And I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them, and I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances to do them.
以西结书11章20节。 19 and 20。我要使他们有合一的心，也要将心灵放在他们里面，又从他们肉体中除掉死心，赐给他们肉心，使他们顺从我的律律，遵谨守遵行我的典章。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。Another
place also in Ezekiel, if you would,
please open to
chapter 36, verse 26 to 27.
36章26-27节。
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove from heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉死心，赐给你们肉心。 我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律律，谨守遵行我的典章。Of
course, the last part probably I missed out, which is that you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
在这里最后说到要遵行我的典章。So
here, talking about a new covenant.
这里说到一个新的新。Do
you remember the first week of the month, we have a Lord's table.
你记得说在第一个主日我们有薄饼。
Every time we mention about the blood.
每一次我们提到主的血。
And we mention about this new covenant.
我们说到这个新约。
Just like in Luke 22:20.
就像在路加福音22章20节。
During the Lord's Supper, he said, in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup which is poured out of you is the new covenant in my blood.
就像主在饭后照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我
So remember, there's a new covenant in us.
在于我们来说有一个新的约。
So because of the blood of Christ, our sins are forgiven.
因着基督的血叫我们的罪得以赦免。
And because of the blood of Christ, we are given the Holy Spirit.
因基督的血叫我们能够得到圣灵。
And because of the blood of Christ, we know God personally.
你的基督的血叫我们能够来认识神。
And because of the blood of Christ, the law is written on our hearts, not just on the tablet of stone.
因着基督的血叫神的律法能够写在我们的心板上。
So on the Calvary, when all the young people they sing, it really, really touched my heart.
年轻人所唱这首加略山上这首诗歌，叫我的心里感动。
Even Uncle Tony said, "Do not clap," but everybody still clap.
尽管说，Uncle Tony 说不要不用鼓掌，但是大家还是鼓掌。But
out of my heart, I say Amen.
我的心里实在是说阿门。
This is the newness in our heart, the new covenant.
心中的新样。
I like to use the personal experience or the example from J.P. Packer. I know many of you probably bought that book, Concise Theology, from our conference speaker, Pastor Li Dingwu.
可能当李定武牧师介绍过之后，你们有的人买过。 他写的那本简明书,
In fact, their office or is himself translate, or maybe his wife translate, or maybe from his ministry translate to Chinese.
可能就是他自己或者是更新传道会所翻译的。
We call him a J.I. Packer.
他的名字叫 J.I. Packer.
Actually, his name is a James Inel Packer.
他的全名叫做 James Inel Packer.
He is a British-born Canadian. Christian theologian.
他是一个出生于英国的加拿大人，他也是一个基督徒神学家。And
his age probably, he was born in 1926, he's pretty old now.
他是1926年出生的，所以现在一定是很大的年纪。
He lived in Vancouver.
他住在温哥华。And
do you know, this person, when he was young,
当他年轻的时候,
He is a very smart person. His dad was just a clerk, but he went to Oxford University.
In
1944, he was studying the Latin, Greek in the College of Oxford. That's before he was saved. And he liked to play guitar. And he played in a jazz band called Oxford Bandits.
所以他在一个爵士乐队，就是叫做Oxford Bandits.
牛津强盗.
那个中文叫牛津强盗.
Oxford Bandits. And one evening he attended a meeting at the Christian Union.
有一天晚上他就参加一个基督徒的聚会。
And heard a message from a relative unknown preacher.
他就听见一个牧师的信息.
And this pastor is named Earl Lansdowne. Probably nobody heard it.
这个牧师的名字叫 Earl Lansdowne. 可能大家没有听到过.
But after this message, this young man changed.
但是听完这个信息，这个年轻人就改变了.
He said the scale fall from my eyes.
他就他眼睛中有他的鳞片掉下来。
He said, "I saw the way in."
他说我看见进入的道路。
Before that, probably he doesn't care. He just threw the smartest he can study all the way to the top college.
如果按以前的话，他凭着他聪明，他可以一直学上去。
So he was saved during that night.
但是那天晚上他得救了。
And later on, he had a chance to heard C.S. Lewis' message. So pretty much his life changed.
那后来他又听见鲁伊斯的信息，他的生命就完全的改变。
Later on, he dedicated all his life to Christian work.
他后来就把自己完全奉献给主。
he was teaching in the theology college.
他在神学院里教书,
and wrote so many books and given so many messages.
他写了许多的书，也释放了很多信息.
Concept theology is one of his maybe 50 books.
这个简明神学大概就是他50多本书里的一本.
And somehow this very dedicated and very loving the Lord very much, and some one day he shared a message.
他这样的奉献，他这样的爱神，有一天他释放了一个信息。
He said because of the inference of the perfectionism.
因为我所受的这个 职业的训练.
Now at that time there is a saying that's called perfectionism.
那是当时的一个说法.
完美主义。完美主义。 At that time, in 1940s, perfectionism, it really, really kind of the people like to talk about it and say, yes, possible. And especially, we experience and we become a Christian, we can be perfect. So, just through faith, we will be perfect.
接着信,
so this is a way of sanctification.
那就是成圣的路.
But later on, he finds out there is a Christ. Even the Packer, he couldn't do it.
就是Packer他自己，他不能够行.
He had a very sensitive conscience and could not deceive himself.
他的良心很敏感，他不能欺骗自己.
He said, "No, no way." How many times he reconsecrated himself to God? But he still failed.
他发现行不通，因为他多次的把自己重新奉献，但是仍然失败.
He said to the point he tried to commit suicide.
他说几乎到了崩溃的边缘，就是要自杀.
He's a great spiritual leader. If he did that, that would be a big impact for Christianity.
所以这个是他是当时已经是一个属灵的领袖，如果他
Later on, he was influenced by two books. One is by John Owen talking about indwelling sin.
一本是约翰欧文他所写的
indwelling 内住的罪性.
内住的罪性.
And another book is by Ryle is called Holiness, 圣洁.
另一本书是叫做圣洁.
And because he understands all this fighting in his heart. Fight of faith and fighting with sin.
他就后来认识了在他里面的征战与罪的征战.
Because there is an indwelling sin.
因为是罪性是在里面.
But if we can come to the Lord,
如果我们能到主面前来,
yes, the Lord will fight this faith and we can rest in Him.
主是为我们来征战，我们可以在他里面享受安息.
Because he already imputed himself into our heart.
因为他已经把他自己放在我们的里面.
So today he is still serving the Lord.
所以今天, Parker仍然在服侍主.
Even he is probably near 90 years old.
可能他已经快90岁了.
So I'd like to summarize today's message.
我来小结一下今天的信息.
I have three brief applications.
有三个应用.
From Galatians 5:24.
加拉太书5:24节.
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires.
那些凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲.
Old, rebellious, or self-defined, or law-hating self will die with Christ.
邪情私欲都同定在十字架上.
And we rise to walk in the newness of life.
我们复活，但是要照着新样.
And his newness is the newness of the spirit, not the oldness of the letter.
这个新样乃是说照着灵的新样，不是照着遗文的旧样.
So first application I'd like to summarize this way is to realize how willful and rebellious we are by nature apart from Christ.
我觉得这个应用就是第一个，就是我们要认识到离开了基督在我们的本性里面有多少的悖逆。
Also, we need to know about the work of His Spirit.
还有就是我们要知道圣灵的工作。
And sometimes we just have to be humble and to find out we are just merely a sinner.
我们需要谦卑，需要认识我们不过是一个罪人。
Yes, we need the Holy Spirit inside of us.
我们需要圣灵的内住。
And to understand and to rest in Him.
让我们来认识他。
The second one, we need to reckon ourselves back to this old nature.
第二个，我们就是要认同说我们自己向着这个旧的本性来死。
Yes, we have died to sin.
是的，我们向着罪死。
But we also need to reckon ourselves back.
但是我们要把自己看成是死的。
In Christ, we are dead with Him.
在基督里面，我们与他一同死。
But He put a new nature inside of us.
但是他把一个新的生命放在我们里面。
So we are to become in practice that we're in reality is in Him.
所以我们要在实际的生活当中，在他里面操练。
The third one is when you stumble and fail in the path of our Christian life.
第三个就是在我们以往的基督徒生活里面，我们会绊倒，我们会失败。
And maybe including me.
包括我自己。
Do not look to the law as a remedy of our failure.
不要在律法里找我们失败的原因。
The law is not designed by God to provide a righteousness for our justification.
这个律法不是神赐给我们，不是叫我们靠着来得以称义。
Or the power for our sanctification.
也不是给我们成圣的力量。
Verse 4 says, Romans chapter 7, verse 4 says, that you died to the law so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead.
罗马是第七章第四节这里说向着在律法上是死了叫你们归于那从死里复活的。
So the law is not the answer to our failure.
所以律法并不是我们失败的原因。
Christ is the answer.
我们失败，所要得着，
Christ,
乃是要得着。
Yeah, Christ is the answer.
基督乃是我们的答案。
This risen and loving, powerful, present Christ, He is the key to love to follow.
复活的主，大能的主，是我们所要效法的。
So we need to trust Him and love Him and treasure Him.
让我们信靠他，爱他，也能够宝贵他。
Amen.Let's bow and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
Thank you through the Romans 7.
感谢你赐给我们罗马第七章。
You reveal we are just a sinner.
你显明我们不过是一个罪人。
And we need to receive this, the new life inside of us.
其实说我们需要得到这个新的生命。
For the long time Christians, still we need to get rid of all this law.
在我们常常基督徒的生活里面，我们常常在这个律法上失败。
We admit we are sometimes we are struggle with the sin.
我们许多时候与罪挣扎。
The things we should do, we cannot do.
我们应该做的，我们没有去做。
The things we should not do, and we did it.
我们不应该做的，我们去做了。
And sometimes we feel like we are worse than those unbelievers.
有的时候我们觉得自己是罪人中最小的一个。
But help us to understand through the work you have done on the Calvary.
求你帮助我们明白你在加略山上所成就的。
And today, all this indwelling spirit is going to do it for us.
在圣灵的里面，圣灵来帮助我们。
Lord, help us to understand and open our eyes to see your will.
主求你帮助我们开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够明白你的旨意。
So on this life of the Christian journey, we'll be let go our strong will, but let you do the work inside of us.
在我们地上基督的生活里面，叫我们能够舍弃自己的意思，来是照你的意思来行。
For those people that haven't received you, we pray that today they are willing to open their heart to receive you, to receive this new life.
还没有接受你的, 今天我们祷告, 求主叫他们的心能够打开, 能够接受这位救主, 这位新的生命。
So they will have this newness of spirit inside of their heart too.
叫他们也一样有, 这个新的灵, 新的心在我们里面。
Oh, please help us to understand you.
帮助我们认识你,
and to follow you.
来跟随你,
to trust you.
来信靠你,
and to love you.
来爱你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
从耶稣基督的名。
Amen.